The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
No, we're certainly not crying wolf when it comes to COVID ships because they are a bit of a risk to public health. What's the latest on the new ship that's arrived in Frio?
So three sick sailors from that ship, the Daria Krishna, because I know you like your ship
Daria
names,
Krishna.
Are in Fiona Stanley Hospital this morning. They've been tested. We're waiting for results to see, firstly, if they have COVID. They've got suspected COVID because of their symptoms and where they've come from. And also they'll be looking into whether they have the Delta strain of the virus. So they're in Fiona Stanley Hospital in negative pressure rooms right now. Eight active cases still on the BBC California, your favourite ship name. And that's also berthed at Fremantle.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess
the big issue for us is not really international arrivals even at the moment. And it seems to be, I think, the cases from international arrivals have dropped off since vaccination rates have increased around the world. So the biggest threat, it seems, at the moment with the hard border and all that happening is ships coming in.
Yeah, that's right. Unless there are people coming in from, you know, from the East Coast who we don't asymptomatic and you just don't know. It's a big risk.
Yeah. I mean, we've already got our colleagues in South Australia this morning going, can you ask for us whether you'll be opening up to South Australia because our lockdown's easing, you know? So
Well, of course,
they
want to
get out. South Australians can't wait to get out of there. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, they've heard all these stories about Perth is now a lot like Melbourne these days with its small bars.
And but no COVID.
Yeah, but no COVID, exactly.